Welcome to worship. What follows is a complete pre-recorded worship service for the sixth Sunday in Easter. A few announcements about worship before you begin. Holy Communion will be served at 11 a.m. If you scroll down on this worship page, you'll see a link right at the top for joining the Zoom room for Holy Communion at 11 a.m. If you intend to receive Holy Communion, please prepare bread and wine or grape juice before entering that room, and that part of the service will begin right at 11 o'clock. If you do not wish to receive Holy Communion, you can click on that same link or the one right under it. They both go to the same place to join some people in the community for fellowship time at about 11:15 or 11:20. For this pre-recorded service, you will need a large bowl of water to celebrate Thanksgiving for baptism that happens at the start of the service. We are pleased to be joined by the National Bishop of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Canada, Reverend Susan Johnson, who graces us with her sermon message. Welcome to worship, and please stay tuned following the worship for some time-sensitive community announcements. Alleluia! Christ is risen. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are raised with him to new life. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning you created us in your image and planted us in a well-watered garden. In the desert, you promised pools of water for the parched, and you gave us water from the rock. When we did not know the way, you sent the Good Shepherd to lead us to still waters. At the cross, you watered us from Jesus' wounded side, and on this day you shower us again with the water of life. We praise you for your salvation through water, for the water in this font, and for all water everywhere. Bathe us in your forgiveness, grace, and love. Satisfy the thirsty and give us the new life only you can give. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Take a moment to remember your baptism. You may mark your forehead with the sign of the cross with your finger dipped in water.
From the Worship and Praise Songbook, this is number 95. Make me a channel of your peace.
Channel of your peace with me.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, you hold together all things in heaven and on earth. In your great mercy, receive the prayers of all your children, and give to all the world the spirit of your truth and peace, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from Acts, chapter 17, verses 22 to 31. Then Paul stood in front of the Areopagus and said, "Athenians, I see how extremely religious you are in every way. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of your worship, I found among them an altar with the inscription, 'To an unknown God.' What therefore you worship is unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, he who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. From one ancestor he made all nations to inhabit the whole earth, and he allotted the times of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live, so that they would search for God and perhaps grope for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our own being, as even some of your own poets have said, for we too are his offspring. Since we are God's offspring, we ought not to think that the deity is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of mortals. While God has overlooked the times of human ignorance, now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will have the world judged in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead." The word of the Lord.
Psalm 66, the antiphon written by Marty Haugen. The antiphon: "Let all the earth cry out in joy to the Lord. Let all the earth cry out in joy to the Lord."
A reading from 1 Peter, chapter 3, verses 13 to 22. If with heart and soul you're doing good, do you think you can be stopped? Even if you suffer for it, you're still better off. Don't give the opposition a second thought. Through thick and thin, keep your hearts at attention, in adoration before Christ, your Master. Be ready to speak up and tell anyone who asks why you're living the way you are, and always with the utmost courtesy. Keep a clear conscience before God so that when people throw mud at you, none of it will stick. They'll end up realizing that they're the ones who need a bath. It's better to suffer for doing good, if that's what God wants, than to be punished for doing bad. That's what Christ did definitively. Suffered because of others' sins. The righteous one for the unrighteous ones. He went through it all, was put to death, and then made alive, to bring us to God. He went and proclaimed God's salvation to earlier generations, who ended up in the prison of judgment because they wouldn't listen. You know, even though God waited patiently all the days that Noah built his ship, only a few were saved then, 8 to be exact, saved from the water, by the water. The waters of baptism do that for you, not by washing away dirt from your skin, but by presenting you through Jesus' resurrection before God with a clear conscience. Jesus had the last word on everything and everyone, from angels to armies. He's standing right alongside God, and what he says goes.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter, beginning at verse 15. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and the Father will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot see and doesn't know and therefore cannot receive. You know the Spirit, however, because the Spirit abides with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Grace to you and peace in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's a real joy for me to be able to be with you in this way on this day during this time of pandemic. Our national office is closed and I have been working from home. It's easy to feel isolated and dislocated from the church that I am called to serve. And yet, I've joined in 3 different synod council meetings by Zoom, and I've joined congregations from each one of the synods in worship on Sundays. The synod bishops and I are meeting more frequently than ever, and so are the synodical and national treasurers. In many ways, I feel more connected to the church at this time than I usually do. And it may last for a lot longer than any of us had hoped for. But there is also no doubt that we are still a church called to follow the way of Jesus and participate in God's mission to love and save the world. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus reminds us that if we love him, we need to keep his commandments, to love God with all our heart and soul and strength and mind, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. If you were like me, then you probably have days when it seems pretty easy to follow this directive, and then there are days that it seems a lot harder. In this time of pandemic, it's easy for me to have days when I get so anxious and worried that all I can think about is myself. But there are other days, and thank God more of them, where I am far more concerned with those who are working on the front lines, for those who are mourning people who have died from COVID-19, for refugees living in camps with poor sanitary conditions, for homeless people in Canada and around the world, for those living on reserves with boil water advisories, and so on and so on. And although I'm not able to do very much hands-on to make a difference, I increase my prayers and I increase my donations. The wonderful thing is that Jesus does not just ask us to follow his commandments and then abandon us. Jesus promises to not leave us orphaned. In our gospel lesson today, Jesus promises to send us an advocate to help and guide us in the ways of truth. This is, of course, the coming of the Holy Spirit that we will celebrate in 2 weeks' time on Pentecost Sunday. Although today's gospel lesson comes before Jesus' crucifixion and death, it is very similar to the messages of assurance that Jesus gives us in his post-resurrection appearances. God is with us. Jesus is with us. The Spirit is with us. We are not alone. As Paul reminds us in the reading from Acts, in God we live and move and have our being. In my lifetime, I have never experienced such a time as this. Prolonged isolation, churches closed, the loss of many leisure activities, my work life totally restructured. For those who are working on the front line, there is the real and present danger of becoming sick or dying. For many people, there have been the loss of jobs. For many others, there are great financial worries. We can keep in touch with each other, with loved ones, by telephone or by a number of social media means, but it's not the same as being together. It's definitely not the same as being able to give and to receive a hug. There are two kinds of natural responses we can experience in such disorienting times. The first is to feel the absence of God, to ask where God is, to blame God for the pandemic, to ask why our prayers are not being answered. Or is it there is the opposite response, to feel more closely the presence of God? If you are in the former camp, I totally understand it. But please know that God has not abandoned you. God is with you. However, I'm finding I'm firmly in the latter camp. I'm finding with fewer options of things to do and with a much more regular daily rhythm to my life that it's easier to have a regular and increased prayer and devotional life. I've been choosing a hymn each day and writing a prayer to go along with the hymn and encouraging to join me in both the singing and the praying. I sing the hymn most days and post it to social media. But while I'm singing and praying, I am so aware of God's presence with me. When I go out for my daily walk, I have been so aware of God's presence in wind and snow and flooding and the slow, slow greeting of a late prairie spring. I am so aware of God's presence with me when I get an unexpected call from a friend who is checking in on me. And in the smiles of grocery checkout clerks, and in the kindness of people politely taking turns and keeping appropriate physical distancing, whether it's in the grocery store or in the park. My favorite prayer is, O God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us through Jesus Christ our Lord. These are challenging times and there are unknown endings. But God is with us. Take courage in God's presence in your life and rest securely in God's love. We will be changed by this experience. But we will still be a church. willing to serve God. God bless you today and every day. Amen.
From the hymnal supplement 804, No Greater Love.
Thank you.
uplifted by the promised hope of healing and resurrection, we join the people of God in all times and all places in praying for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Abiding God, you have revealed yourself to us in the form of your Son, Jesus Christ. Embolden your church as your followers to reveal your love to everyone in our speaking and in our living. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You are the creator of heaven and earth. Revitalize the health of oceans, rivers, lakes, springs, glaciers, and other bodies of water that give life to your creatures, especially the Bow River, Elbow River, Fish Creek, Glenmore Reservoir, and Ghost Lake. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You call all people of the world your children. Judge the nations justly, show mercy to the oppressed, and speak truth to power through your prophets. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You come near to us when we are lost, and you hear our distress. We pray for those who suffer in any way, especially Debbie Chabot and Crichton Philomena, and all who wait for elective surgery. For Larry Hoogie, Walter Dreger, Steve Julin, Gil Svensson, and all who live in care facilities. For Joe LaTondra, Carter Sandham, and for Galena and Wagina, and all whose health is compromised. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Your commands are good and merciful. Give us courage to take hold of our baptismal promises to work for justice, advocate for the voiceless, and free the oppressed and imprisoned in body, mind, or spirit. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For what else do the people of God pray? Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You remain with us always, O God, and your kingdom has no end. We remember the saints who have gone before us, especially Dennis Morey, Mike Kerr, Will Sanders, Albert and Velma Hulk, Maurice Manning, Shannon Hebert, Mary Ellen Maunula, Ed Cooper, Clark Hansen, Lauren Voisin, Shirley Pepler, Joe Bear, Sharon Tager, and Ron Kletke. Unite us forever in your final victory over death and give peace to all who grieve. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask for your strength, encouragement, support for all those who work to bring peace and healing in this time of global pandemic. Bless our nurses and doctors, our healthcare facilities, all who do research, and all who report on the happenings of these days. Keep in your safe care all who are working and all who are working with the public, especially as the province reopens to business and more activity. Keep us in your grace and your protection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. With bold confidence in your love, Almighty God, we place all for whom we pray into your eternal care and cry out in our hearts the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples so long ago. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
ELW 708, Jesu, fill us with your love.
Receive a blessing. May the one who brought forth Jesus from the dead raise you to new life, fill you with hope, and turn your mourning into dancing. Almighty God, bless you now and forever. Amen. Christ is risen, just as he said. Go in peace, share the good news. Alleluia. For this week of May 17th, these are some community announcements. First, worship for children is also available for this sixth Sunday in Easter. On the Worship and Sermon tab, you'll see the sixth Sunday of Easter for kids. And on that tab, there is a short worship service with Pastor Phil singing and telling the story of the day. Also on that page for kids, there is a link to Word for Children, and also a link to Family Sunday School. So we hope you will take advantage of those resources if you have young people in your home that you'd like to worship with. As you know by now, the province of Alberta is beginning to relax COVID-19 isolation restrictions, and the church is also being included in that relaxation. We do have a number of things to work out before we can reopen worship, but we want to assure you that we will keep you informed of our plans, and also that we will continue to provide pre-recorded worship services for people who don't want to gather in person yet, who feel this is too soon to be gathering and who are still watching numbers and concerned about their own safety. Likely, we will structure worship to have a number of services, and we will ask you to sign up for a worship time and have you and your family stick to that worship time as long as we are restricted in number in our worship. But you can listen for that announcement about how we'll move forward beginning next Sunday at the announcement time following worship. The reopening of the church will also include a number of physical protocols to help us protect people's safety, including limiting our worship attendance size and cleaning the worship space following each worship service. So we will be in need of people to help us with those protocols, to act as ushers and guides for people as they enter and exit the church, and also to help us clean the facility. So if you were interested in being part of the team that helps with that work, we would appreciate it if you would call the church office and let Diane know that you're interested in helping, and then we'll be in touch with you following that notification. We invite you to keep your eyes on the online art show and also to contribute a work of art if you're so inclined to do so. We'll be collecting art pieces and displaying them all summer long, and the art show is continuing to grow and change, and so we invite you to check it out. Also, if you are particularly struck by some piece of art in that art show, we invite you and encourage you to drop a line or a phone call to the artist and let them know how much you appreciate them sharing their work. Corliss Holmes is celebrating his 90th birthday the first week of June, and so we invite you to write a birthday card addressed to Corliss Holmes and either drop it by the church or mail it to the church. We'll be getting ready to mail a packet of birthday cards to him in about a week or so, so we encourage you to do that sooner rather than later. Help us wish Corliss a happy birthday by showering him with a whole ton of cards. Thanks for that. 40 days after Easter, Jesus ascended into heaven, and the church marks that festival with a day called Ascension Thursday, which actually comes exactly 40 days after Easter Sunday. We don't ordinarily celebrate this festival at Church of the Cross, but since we're isolated, we will be providing a worship service for Ascension Thursday, which happens to be this coming Thursday. So you can watch the sermon and worship site for the inclusion of a worship service for Ascension Thursday in case you're interested in worshiping on that day. This might be a new experience for you and a good thing to check out. On behalf of your church staff and your council, we would like to thank you for your ongoing support during this time, for your financial support that continues to lift the church up and to sustain it in these times. We don't know exactly how each month is going to turn out until the end of the month, but it looks like we're doing pretty well in May. And we'd like to thank you for your continued and sustained financial contributions, and also for your personal encouragement, for your phone calls, and for your encouragement in this time. You know, as we heard the announcement that public singing will likely not happen anywhere in North America, likely until there's a vaccine, we just ask for your prayers and your encouragement for Catherine, because this has a lot of implications, not only for our own church choir, but of course for Kantari Children's Choir. And so we invite you to encourage her and lift her up with your phone calls and your cards of support for her at this time. Thanks very much. And speaking of encouragement, there are a number of yard signs, painted rocks, and also a few tubs of flowers that are available for you to pick up from the church and to plant in people's yards if you would like. Some of the signs are pre-painted and some are blank in case you would like to paint your own message on a sign. But feel free to pick up any of those materials that are there for your use. And those can be found at the east entrance of the church under the covered area between the two storage units. All of the materials that are there will also be labeled with the date that they were last handled so that you can monitor for yourself the relative safety of picking up something that was handled by someone else. We ask you not to touch those signs unless you plan on taking them so as to preserve the cleanliness of those materials. But anyway, those are there for your use to help you and encourage you to be encouraging to others during this time. Thanks very much.